Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 52 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0100 hours. Clear. 46 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Clear. 48 degrees. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0300 hours. Clear. 45 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Clear. 46 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0500 hours. Clear. 46 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Clear. 47 degrees. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0700 hours. Clear. 41 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0800 hours. Sunny. 48 degrees.
KZ800EKZ800ZK.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0900 hours. Sunny. 50 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. Sunny. 55 degrees. penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 60 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Sunny, 64 degrees. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Sunny, 70 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Sunny, 72 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Sunny, 75 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Sunny, 76 degrees. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
Jersey, it's Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section ARP at CNET. Echo 8 Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section ARP at CNET.
November 8, Sierra Bravo Echo.
November 8, Sierra Bravo Echo, got you in there. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section AF PLC Net. Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section ARP at CNET. Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section ARP at CNET. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section ARP at CNET. Delta Oscar November, net control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. That means every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern time on or near a frequency of 39032 kHz. Alternate frequencies are 5346, decimal 5 and 7332 kHz. These are the designated Michigan emergency frequencies. That is also available via the UHF and UHF link repeaters, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on DHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on EchoLink, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning AuxCom of Michigan, including Aries, MTS, and Skywarn. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, MTS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November. My name is Max, and I hold the position of Section Emergency Coordinator. From the pre-med group, I have the following stations listed. KAJEE, NAOBU, KDARWE, KDASWR, NASBE. Those stations need not check in again, but other stations for the net, please call now.
This is KF8BOT out of Holly, Michigan, mobile.
Can you do that call time one more time? Was that 208?
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Boy, excuse me, Bravo Oscar Tango.
Well, I sure heard that wrong the first time. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Oscar Tango, and you said you're mobile in Holly.
See you, the repeaters.
That's affirmative.
Yeah, Roger, thanks, Mike. Any other stations for the Michigan AFPSC net, please call now. Any relays? KAJDD, KAJDD, can you make a general net call?
KAJDD, this is KAJDD, will do. This is KJBD assisting net control for the Michigan ARPSC net. Any station wishing to check into the Michigan ARPSC net, please call now. This is KJBD. KADON, KJBD, nothing heard.
Same at this time, and you are also armchair readable. Let's see, we'll go ahead and get started then. One of the questions I'm asked is frequently right now is, hey, where are the results from the exercise? They're in my hands, but they're also in somebody else's hands. I passed them to Jacqueline for review. So we'll have those out hopefully in the next couple of days. I can tell you we had 24 counties participating or at least reporting. I think there were a couple more that didn't report, and I think that is better than I was expecting given a couple of the responses I was hearing before the exercise. So, and there were nearly a few hundred participants all around the state. I don't have the numbers right offhand. We'll have that out shortly. Coming up this week, we've got Wednesday morning, I got a call with folks from around FEMA Region 5. Indiana and Wisconsin both had something called 10-4 Day, and they were different purposes, but they kind of made it into a region-wide exercise. Some of you may have participated in that, and I've got a kind of an after-action call that we're having on Wednesday morning. Friday is the Sheriff's Work Group meeting. I think that's around noon on Zoom, and that will be the last meeting, I believe, for the year. They take the last 2 months of the year off, typically. Saturday is the White Lake Office Weather Service meeting, and for folks in Districts 3, as well as parts of 1 and 2, I guess, are all served there. It's probably the lower part of District 3, I should say. You're all welcome to participate in that. If you didn't get the invite already, there is also I think it's a Google Meets link that'll be available for that one. I think that's what they're using these days. It's a good meeting. It's informative. It's a look ahead at what's coming weather-wise around the state, and it's also a recap of the weather events we had over the last 6 months. So if you're part of that area, served by that office, I encourage you to participate. And I'll give a plug. Coming up next Sunday before we meet is 4 p.m. Eastern is the FEMA Region 5 voice mat. That'll start on 60 meters channel 4. Hunt around. If you don't hear anything on 4, hunt around on 5, 1, 2, and 3 in that order and see if you can hear the mat and check in. Once we've done that for 15 minutes, we move to 40 meters. UC-1780, and then we go to D-Star after 15 minutes of that for reflector 024 Alpha. And then the final 15 minutes is on DMR on clock group 31673, which is also called R5OXCOM. Kind of fun. We like to see how many we can get. I was back control three or four weeks ago. I can't remember now. But anyway, we had about 90 participants across all of the bands checking in there. Trying to get all six states when we can. And it makes an interesting exercise. A lot of writing, getting all those call signs done. All right, enough of that. Let's go to the list. We've got KAJDDB followed by N8ODU. Jim, how are things in Washington?
KADLN, this is KAJBD. Hello to all on the net. The name is Jim, ECRO from Washtenaw County. Yeah, we finished up our siren test for a month, so we got through all of the sirens here, so that's very, very good. Last week on Sunday, we had one of our local ARPSC nets followed by a ARPSC simplex net. So we do those generally once a month. Well, we even got two hops into some guy all the way from my station in Dixboro all the way out to Grass Lake. So that was actually kind of fun to see what was going on there. Other than that, around the house here, I've got the snowblower cranked up, ready to go. Generator's all cleaned up, fresh gas, and ready to go for the winter. Hopefully never ever need to use it, but oftentimes I do. Other than that, it's been enjoying the weather and just enjoying life in general. So thanks very much for taking the net, Max. This is KAJBD. Back to you.
All right, KAJBD, KEADLM, Michigan Section ARPSC net. Well, good to hear the siren tests are all wrapped up there. We were able to get all the way around the county. That's a nice service that's performed, and I know many counties do that. The simplex exercise, that sounds quite interesting. Good opportunity to be able to test your way around, see how you work without the repeaters. I think that's a good backup capability, thinking in terms of pace planning. And, yeah, I don't have a generator here, but as far as snow doors go, I haven't gassed mine up yet. I'm going to be brave and daring and wait at least a month before I do it. So, as you said, hopefully we won't need it too soon. And hopefully you won't need your generators this winter. Next we go to N8ODU to be followed by KD8RWE. Mr. Mike, thank you for providing the remote today. Your comments for the net?
I don't really have any comments. Just trying to get things around for winter while we have this nice weather, filing motorcycles and vehicles in storage and, you know, for the next 4 months. But thanks for being net control, and I'll be around here if I'm needed. 73-all, NAW monitoring.
All right, Mike, thank you. And as always, thank you for providing the remote monitoring there. That's a valuable service here. Let's folks that don't have HF access get on the with this net. Next, we go to KD8RWE to be followed by KD8SWR. Mr. Dale, KD8RWE, your comments, sir. Well, not quite as much as in Calhoun County, but elsewhere around you and your neighbors, and you guys are able to help out with that as well. Appreciate that. Let's see here, and nice, by the way, also to hear the New Hampshire again. Let's go next to KB8SWR to be followed by N8SBE. Mr. Jeff, I think you've been busy, haven't you?
Everybody on the net. Yeah, last couple of Saturdays been doing a lot of network stuff, so yesterday we were able to get some more links up and some more equipment up in Genesee County, making Genesee County great again. Put a DMR machine up in Genesee County. It's on the Greenville frequency, so if anybody's in the area, that one is on the air and in the network. But always something going on. We put some put a Hamtastic mesh network up also in Flint, and a 2.4 and a 5 gig access point for users to get in. So working on, still working on getting stuff together and up on towers before it gets cold. Back to you. KBSWR.
Good afternoon.
Maybe you'll hear that as well on the FEMA Regional Guide website at 4 o'clock. With that, I was going to say 7-3 to everybody. Have yourself a safe week ahead. This is KENPLR. I'll be closing this session of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Courthouse. The final assistance to the normal amateur news. KENPLR out.
I also copy 7 days in 15 minutes. I sure run the net back. This is KATDD.
Roger that. Thank you for confirming as well. And we have a conversation with KATDD.
Good evening, 1800 hours, sunny, 71 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can, this is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
CQCQ from November 8th, Echo Juliet Romeo, is calling for a radio check if anyone's on frequency, N8EJR, over.
N8EJR, N8EMX.
Thanks for the response. A lot of noise here. I'm about 14 miles away on low power, and you came across probably, 50% readable. I don't know if you copy me. I'll go to high power in a minute if this is at all usable. November 8th, Echo Juliet Romeo, over.
No, your signal's good. Almost full quieting, so you can just leave it on low power. And I'm just on the very top of the Milwaukee Bridge. Handle here is Jim, Juliet, India, Mike.
Very good, Mike. I didn't catch much more of the call time, but I caught your CCH there being on the Milwaukee Bridge. This repeater's got good ears, that's for sure, but you're at a high spot, too, so that's an excellent pass between you and the repeater, over.
Yeah, I can usually get into this repeater system up there around Standish with no problem. Standish to Homer. And right now I'm heading south down to Howell. So you're putting out a good signal. Sounds good. A little bacon frying on there, but negligible. So for low power, you're doing really well. And the handle here is Jim, Juliet, India, Mike. The call is November 8th, Echo, November X-ray.
Very good, Jim. November 8th, Echo, November Whiskey. Yeah, that time was good. I also got a little bit of bacon on your return, but a cleaner path at that point. It's a great evening for radio. I know the bands have been open. I'm here with family right now, and I just wanted to see if I could make the trip to the repeater with this unit. I'll let you go. Enjoy the drive. This is Fred, Foxtrot, Romeo, Echo, Delta. And November 8, Echo, Juliet, Romeo is clear. Thanks.
N-A-E-G-A-R, N-A-E-N-X. Well, enjoy the night with your family. Beautiful evening. I don't think we're going to get too much more of these, so take it while you can. Pleasure chatting with you, and yeah, signal sounds good. So, we'll say 7:30. Oop. Have a great evening there. That was the 10 gigahertz receiver going off there. And look forward to talking to you next time around. NAENX Mobile, we'll be clear. 7:30.
All right, 73. I'm out.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Clear. 66 degrees.
Radio check 1-2, radio check 1-2.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 66 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 63 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 62 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 61 degrees.